Months of protests over policing and racial violence brought questions about our country's justice system front and center as Election Day approaches. And on November 3rd, voters will choose the person who oversees tens of thousands of court cases in Maricopa County each year. As part of our continuing election coverage, KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young takes a look at the race for Maricopa County Attorney.
Republican Alistair Adell was appointed to the role of Maricopa County Attorney last year when her predecessor, Bill Montgomery, joined Arizona's Supreme Court. To stay in office, she'll now need the support of voters. Her opponent is Democrat Julie Gunigal, a Scottsdale lawyer.
One of the challenges that Julie Gunigal faces is she doesn't have the name recognition that Alistair Adell does.
Valina Beatty is a law professor with ASU's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law.
But a problem that Alistair Adell faces is whether she's just continuing the legacy of Bill Montgomery.
This is a historic race. Either candidate would be the first woman elected to the role, and the choice comes before voters at a time when the nation's justice system, from local police to the U.S. Supreme Court, is under scrutiny. Beatty says both candidates promise change.
Both of them are moving in directions of creating greater transparency around police accountability.
Adell has the endorsement of the Phoenix Police Sergeants and Lieutenants Association and says her office needs a good relationship with law enforcement to prosecute crimes. But she says that doesn't conflict with her responsibility to hold officers accountable. In the recent case involving a state trooper who fatally shot a 28-year-old black man, Deion Johnson, during a traffic stop, Adell determined evidence didn't support criminal charges against the trooper. But in her announcement, she emphasized that she made that decision with input from a civilian committee, and she called on Arizona lawmakers to require body cameras for law enforcement to improve transparency in officer-involved cases.
This is a matter of public concern.
Adell's opponent says that's not enough. Gunigal spoke alongside Johnson's family and Black Lives Matter activists following the announcement of no charges.
You and your son and your family deserve so much better.
Gunigal says the working relationship between law enforcement and the county attorney's office does present a conflict. She says under her leadership, police misconduct cases would be assigned to an independent unit. Beatty says another issue candidates are promising to address is the number of Arizonans sent to prison each year.
Arizona has a higher incarceration rate than the United States, and we know that the United States leads the world in incarcerating people.
Drug offenses make up nearly half of cases filed with the county attorney's office. Adell says she's pushed for alternatives to incarceration for many of those defendants.
That person doesn't need to go to prison. They need to get treatment, and that is our approach. It's treatment first.
This year, Adell did away with a fee for defendants to participate in a felony diversion program, and she began allowing those charged with marijuana possession to avoid prosecution by buying a medical marijuana card. But on this issue, again, Gunigal wants to go further. She says as county attorney, she'd dismiss all pending low-level cannabis cases, and she doesn't consider that a radical move by comparison to other states' policies.
People need to realize where we stand in the nation is an anomaly, and that we have a chance to change that and change it in a way that'll be humane and will save us money.
These campaigns come at a time when the nation's highest court is facing changes. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is seen as an opponent to abortion rights. Gunigal, who's endorsed by Planned Parenthood, says overturning Roe v. Wade could put decisions around reproductive rights in county-level courtrooms. She says she wouldn't prosecute individuals for health care matters.
I am terrified as to what a post-Roe Arizona would look like.
Adell calls that scenario far-fetched and says her job is not to legislate.
Your duty as a top prosecutor is to enforce the laws that are on the books, whether you agree with them or not.
In her campaign, Adell emphasizes her experience in the role. She has the support of current and former Arizona Attorneys General Mark Brnovich and Grant Woods. Gunigal says her campaign is about reform. She's attracted endorsements ranging from Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego to politically active R&B star John Legend. Beatty says it's no surprise this down-ballot race is drawing attention.
County attorneys wield a tremendous tremendous amount of power.
The Maricopa County Attorney's Office is the nation's third largest prosecutorial agency. Beatty says this year especially, the choice before voters is critically important. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.